I'm here with Mousy, ahead of their show at Dingwalls in Camden. They're supporting tonight Brit's Critics' Choice and BBC Sound of nominee Chloe Hall. How are you?
We are good. Yeah. We're excited. Tonight's going to be a really good show.
I've been looking forward to this for a while. Really looking forward to it.
So for people who haven't heard your music yet, how would you describe it? How would you describe like your sound and like what you're on about?
Well, it's hard to like put it within a genre. Mm-hmm. I think we like to more describe it as the soundtrack to... We kind of made up this story about a girl whose nickname is Mousy. And so that's like what the whole band is about. And she kind of... It's this young European mixed nationality girl and she goes around jet-setting around Europe and goes to house parties, pool parties, meets up with her rich friends. And so it's kind of like the soundtrack to that. So I guess it's Euro... synth pop
I think at the moment our set is really really high energy and a lot of the songs we've released so far have just been like big kind of dance songs, which is the way we kind of wanted to do it, to make we wanted to like come in, you know, and people know us as like this big loud band, and then maybe when we get a chance with the album we'll kind of take it down and show a different side to it.
So when did you start like the band and like music in general, like what was like the starting point for you?
I guess, I mean, obviously me and Thomas are siblings, so we've always been musical and always like been in bands together or done like sung in choirs or I don't know, just always had like a musical background. And then Thomas went to uni and then he started playing with Ben, and then the bassist, and then the year later I kind of was at uni and he was like, oh, do you want to get involved? So I kind of went kind of with singing back and vocals.
I don't think I even asked you. I think it was just a natural progression that me and Daisy would always work together. No matter what. You know, I think it was like, it was never even in question. Like, she was going to be a part of the project, and we were desperately looking for a drummer in Newcastle, and we finally found an amazing drummer, Benji, and I think we all came together about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, we really like, I mean, we played a couple of, you know, like live, like open mic nights kind of things. We only really properly started writing music together and like knowing what we wanted to do about 3 years ago. So I would say properly 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. When we first wrote Soul, that was that was the beginning.
So you're currently on tour as well with Foxes. One of my friends was at the Liverpool gig. She didn't turn up. But how is that like so far? Have you done any dates?
We have not done any dates with Foxes yet. Tomorrow is the first one.
Okay, cool. So are you looking forward to it?
Yeah,
a lot. We were so psyched, and I feel so bad for her. I think she feels like she's really letting everyone down, but
she's rescheduled the dates though. So
Hopefully
everyone can still go.
Yeah, absolutely. But we opened for her, and then unfortunately at the last second she apparently collapsed or something. Cool. Yeah, it was really bad. But we, by complete chance, we ran into her on the way down back to London from Liverpool, in a service. Like, we were the only two people in WH Smith's was us, and then she walked in, and Daisy was like, "Is that?
That's Foxes.
Is that Foxes?"
That's
so. We went up and had a chat with her, and she just like she felt really bad.
Yeah, I think I felt bad for her because she was like, "No, I'm sorry."
People.
You know, so she was like, "Don't speak to me." But yeah, I think she was really like, okay, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna get back on it on Friday, which is tomorrow. So the tour starts again tomorrow. We're gonna smash it.
You've currently released Soul, Move, and the Autumn Winter Collection EP, which includes Body Language.
Yeah.
What's like your favorite release so far? Do you have one? Or are
favorite
they all, like,
release?
Is it like picking from like your favorite children?
Yeah, they're all kind of definitely different things. I mean, we always have a soft spot for Soul because that was kind of what initiated everything. That's kind of what got us interest from anyone in the music industry.
Yeah, the firstborn child.
Yeah.
But actually, we also really enjoyed... Well, we really enjoyed Move because that was the first proper release on...
That was a major label release.
It really took off as well, Move.
Yeah, it did really well. And it's still doing, really well. Yeah. And then Body Language was also really fun because we did everything ourselves. We did the video, we did the... everything was kind of hand...
Yeah, exactly.
And we do really like to do things that way because we have a really clear vision of what we want aesthetically and how we want things to be released and how we want it to be perceived. So the fact that we had full control was really... Really good. So there's not really a favourite. They're all completely different.
Different reasons.
So, I saw you support Charlie XCX in November, and you're amazing. And there was a song you played that's really good called My Friend Has a Swimming Pool.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to like the Reading Live performance on repeat.
Oh, really?
We were wondering like when that would be released because it's really good. And yeah.
Well, officially, we're not allowed to say.
Okay.
We can wink.
Edit.
We can wink.
I can edit things.
We can just say in the near future.
Cool. We can say we may have heard some interesting news today. Actually, it was yesterday that we heard.
That's really.
What did we hear? Well, we don't know what we heard.
We
did our first like we said before. We released Move with Rentless on Sony.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been kind of working with them on what's the best next song, and there's been lots of debates over which is the best next thing. But I think from the reaction from that Reading video and from a Charlie XCX concert and a bunch of other things, I think that was a clear choice. Yeah. We were going to go with something else, but I think the choice was made for us. Let's just put it that way. But we'll be announcing stuff soon, definitely.
What was the other track you were going to go with?
It was a track called Rich Girl, which we're still really, really, really excited about. But we had that kind of in our heads as
had that always been like the thing you were going to do next? And then
actually, no, it wasn't that kind of. We wrote that when we signed to Relentless.
Mm-hmm.
We had My Friend Has a Swimming Pool, and we had Move, and that's, I think, those are the two reasons why they were really, really into it. So they were like, "Wow, okay, we love you, let's do it." But then we wrote this other song, Rich Girl, and it just seemed like a really nice follow-on, and it was really cool. Yeah. It was like, it wasn't as maybe as, it was a bit darker. Mm. Yeah, I think that's why I really liked it.
Yeah, an interesting progression.
Yeah.
Like, it shows a different side to the whole Mousy experience, I guess.
That sounds really interesting, because you performed that live at the Charlie show as well.
Yeah.
It sounded, like, everything you performed live was, like, really good, like.
Well, I'm really glad that you listened to My Friend Swimming Pool on repeat.
Yeah.
That's good.
On repeat,
that makes me excited about this summer.
Yeah.
I was going to say it needs to be like the soundtrack to this summer.
Yeah, that's
it's like such
maybe
a
the
summer.
Plan.
Yeah. So you've got like My Friend Has a Swimming Pool and Rich Girl. Have you got plans for a debut album?
Yeah, I mean that's
is that going
that's
to be
what we're working
elite?
Towards. I mean, we've kind of we've more or less got all the tracks ready in demo form or fully recorded, kind of mixed bunch. We have everything there. We just need to decide which tracks we want and wait for the label to kind of give the okay for us to go in and actually do it. But it's all there. We can't wait to show it to everyone.
Yeah, it's been like it gets to the point with your first album, especially I think in nowadays people always go for like single releases and they push those for ages, and then you get people that love you from the start. And like, then they have to wait 3 years for your album to come out, which is a long time.
Yeah, people
seem
to like release a single, then they release one EP, then they release another single and another EP, and then the album just ends up not really being much new material.
Yeah. It's just a repeat of what's already been released.
Yeah. But I actually think we've, obviously we can't say anything yet, unofficially, but I think we're pretty lucky to have gotten to work on the album to the point that we have so far.
Okay.
Read into that. So, because a lot of bands we know, like we're good friends with Clean Bandit, and they, they got number one this year, and they've released I don't know how many singles. And they're just now getting the opportunity to kind of release an album.
It's that one song that can change like everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's different for, the album comes at different points in different bands' careers, but I'm really excited about ours, and hopefully everyone will love it.
So last year you played the BBC Introducing Stage at Reading and Leeds. Do you have any other plans for summer festivals this year?
I
imagine everything's quite top secret at the moment.
We're doing Secret Garden Party announced. That got announced.
Okay.
I can check and like
that got announced by Secret Garden Party HQ. We have another couple kind of lined up, but I guess because we're still waiting to hear. What other ones? Because we're not obviously main bands, so the kind of the smaller bands get told
a bit later on.
We don't know yet.
The non-main stages get booked a little bit later on, but it's last year we had a really good festival summer for kind of the point we were at, and we expect I think this year once we announce the next release, we expect that the summer's going to be good.
Yeah.
So
hopefully I'll get to catch you at some festivals.
Yeah, I'd love that. But Leeds and Reading was. Insane. It really like the atmosphere and everything, and I think the reaction we got, I think people will like, we were the main band on the BBC kind of page for it, which was So it was a really good reaction.
Yeah. So you've done quite a few covers, and like there were a few covers on the Autumn Winter collection. Do you have any like dream collaborations? Like
dream
any
collaborations.
Artists you'd like to work with? Maybe like the people you've covered?
I think we would love to. We'll probably love to do something with Pharrell one day.
Yeah,
that would be so cool.
That would be pretty sick. We'd love to work with Phoenix. Because Phoenix are like our favorite band.
I think there are lots of like. We always talk about doing collaborations in terms of brands and like directors, which is weird. But we're like we love Sofia Coppola and all of the movies that she makes. We'd love to have like. We always talk about like I love this brand. Yeah. I want to like design something for them. I want them to design our front cover. We talk more about that than actual musical collaborations. We've always been very kind of visual.
Aesthetic.
Do you think like maybe soundtracks are something you'd be interested in the future? Like
doing
like a whole soundtrack for a film.
I can just imagine the film.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All the covers seem to have like the mousy sound.
Yeah.
So is that something that you try to like get across, especially when you like cover material? Like
I think it just happens.
Yeah.
It's what we're naturally drawn to. All the influences, like all the music that we listen to kind of naturally make us want to perform or like sing a certain type of music, and with my vocals on it, it definitely sounds like a mousy track, and with Ben playing synths and bass, it definitely sounds like a mousy track, and Thomas playing his keyboards, it's just the style that we all play our instruments kind of, no matter what we play, it will sound like a mousy track.
We always say that whenever we're writing songs, and we always worry about, whoa, this isn't mousy at all. But we just go, no matter
it's always going to
sound mousy.
So you're pretty up and coming at the moment. Do you have any other like recommendations for like up and coming acts or people to watch out for in like the next few years?
There's a really cool band that we played with called Fickle Friends.
Yeah,
and
Swim
they have
is amazing.
Swim is so
good.
So
and they're so nice.
Yeah. They're all amazing. They're amazing musicians because they all go to like music college and they're all really when we met them, we played with them last week actually. In Bath, and we met them, and like I was really impressed at how, at the stage that they were at, and the way that they were thinking, it was really kind of like they were really ahead of their kind of time. Like they'll develop really quickly,
because they've only just released like Swim. That's it. That's all that's out from them at the moment.
But they're like their set was really. That's like one of the only kind of bands that I've seen, up and coming bands that I've actually stayed through the whole set, and I've been genuinely entertained, and the music was really good. And they're also super nice people.
Do you have any plans for a headline tour of your own?
We will do, definitely.
There'll definitely be a headline show in London.
Okay.
In the next kind of few months, if not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
If we sell it out.
Two nights. Sold out.
O2
Arena.
We're definitely due a headline. I think the last headline show was like Hoxton. Bar and Grill, I can't remember last year at some point. I think it was November maybe. So we're definitely due another headline show. I think we were going to do one, but then we're playing we're playing a show with Chloe Howe tonight and Foxes next week in Scala, so there's a lot
space
going
it
on
out,
yeah we're
going
to space it out a little bit.
Have you found it like difficult like going from the studio to like the live setting, and like because there's so much going on in your music, like have you like found it hard like to I don't know, like, to get it to sound the same or to get it to sound as good live?
I guess we kind of... Live is a whole different side to the way we write. We kind of... When we write, we do not think about how we're going to play it live. A lot of bands kind of say, well, oh, no, we won't be able to do that live. It's like, we don't take that into consideration at all. It never crosses our mind. And then we come to, like, playing live and we're like, uh-oh. What do we do now? But so far, it's like we've been able to translate everything into
good.
Live. Yeah. So... We found a way.
Yeah, we've worked on it for so long. It seems crazy. I think we had a moment when we were working on trying to get everything ready again for the Foxes tour, like get back into shape, if you will, because you stop for a month playing live and then you have to kind of like start exercising again in a way, start stretching every morning to be able to play. And we had a moment where we kind of said, "Wow, we've realized that we've come such a long way," and we did take a lot of time to work on live, because we never, when we first started, we would always write music, we would never play live, I mean, I think there was one year, the year that we got signed, I think we played like three, four live shows, like nothing in an entire year. But it was because we knew that we were never ready, and we knew that we were never really a live band. But to go from that to what we are now, yeah. I'm really like proud of like what we've done and how far we've come. Mm. Every one of us has like improved so much. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a few silly questions for you now.
Yeah.
So your track Sol is means sun in
Spanish.
What is your favorite word for sun in the following three languages? Okay. You can choose from Hungarian, and sun is nap.
Nap.
That's nice.
German sun, spell S-O-N-N-E, and then Italian sole.
Probably sole.
Sole, yeah.
All the way.
Sole.
100%. Stick with the homebrew.
Yeah. Okay. Do you actually have a friend with a swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song is about our friend who has a swimming pool.
Daisy and I grew up in Italy, mm-hmm. and our summers, a lot of evenings were spent at this particular friend's house. And he knows who he is. We've told him. He knows who he is. He was one of those people who has an amazing house, an amazing pool, and the parents were always away. Mm-hmm. Just the ultimate combination.
Okay, so picture your dream house with a swimming pool. Can you describe the swimming pool that you'd have?
Ooh, it really depends on the house. Yeah. Like,
you can describe the house as well if you like.
It would definitely be like a villa, mm-hmm. on the coast,
yeah.
so you can see the sea. Probably like one side would be infinity. Yeah, infinity pool, so you can kind of like, oh my god, I'm blending into the ocean.
I'm gonna swim into infinity.
Oh my god.
I'll swim into infinity.
Probably like white borders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It'd be beautiful. Beautiful.
The last question, it's a question we ask like all of everyone we interview. What type of sandwich would you be?
What type of sandwich?
Like, what would a mousy sandwich consist of? Like
a mousy bread, sandwich.
The filling.
The bread would probably be.
Let's go.
Focaccia. I definitely think it'd be focaccia.
Should we do focaccia? Because mm-hmm. it's like chilled out. It's like it's a bit unusual.
Super tasty.
Tasty.
Taste sensation. You could have it on its own, but it has. Yeah. But the fact that it's a sandwich, you're like, oh my god, so much more is going on.
Yeah. Okay, so focaccia.
Definitely has some salad in there.
Yeah.
It has to be something Mediterranean, fresh.
Yeah, grilled peppers.
Peppers, hummus,
grilled
maybe.
Vegetables. Yeah, okay, let's put some hummus in there. I don't know if...
Maybe mozzarella instead.
Yeah, mozzarella, grilled vegetables, for sure. I need some meat in there. Speck?
Yeah, speck.
Some speck.
That's it.
You don't need
to overcomplicate it.
Some sauce? No sauce.
Cool.
Okay. The mozzarella and the peppers are moist enough.
Yeah.
Great. It was really nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the show tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Enjoy.